Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Shrine Podcast. I'm Hannah.
I'm Brendan.
And much like that poison chalice, we too are cursed and cannot seem to record with the three of us lately. But rest assured, Rebecca will be back with us in the morning. Now, my God, the Paul downfall is complete. Harry has gone full Macbeth. And Ross delivered a TV moment so daring, so charismatic, that we can only hope the combined admiration of both nations carries him straight into the final. Brendan is on your recap today. I have all your fabulous thoughts and theories. But first, let's have a little catch up.
Yeah, let's. How's the house move going? The bloody Wi-Fi people cut you off before you needed to be cut off.
Just we fuming. I honestly, because I came onto this call yesterday, yeah. We were on it. You guys had to read my whole recap in my notes and voice, which I can only imagine how irritating that was. And you did a wonderful job. But I came on to do this and I was having such a stressy little day. And I was like, oh, this will be a laugh now. Didn't work. Nearly sent me over the edge. I was 2 hours onto the provider that cut us off 4 days
unnamed
early.
Unnamed provider.
Unnamed provider who has also cut me off from TV. So I had to, I'm struggling to watch the episodes, let alone record the podcast. And they told me now that they cut me off because we're in the middle of a home move that's happening on Monday, but they won't actually be setting up broadband in the new house as part of that home move. And I'm like, well, then why don't I have broadband in this house?
Yeah.
Make that make sense. And we went around in circles for an hour and a half. And then I just took myself to the cinema because I was about to snap. Went to see Poor Things. Loved it. Low-key traumatized. Came home, went to bed. So how was your day?
My day was a little bit better than that. I went to the gym after we did the podcast. And I tell you that because I did some pull-ups. But I've really just been... I'm an all or nothing kind of guy. I sometimes won't go to the gym for weeks on end. And then I'll have a week where I throw myself onto every machine and thing going. And I've had one of those weeks and I have...
Work it, girl.
Hurt. No, I've hurt my left shoulder. So I went to the gym after the podcast, attempted to do a pull-up. And I was like, oh, ow, no, my shoulder doesn't want to do that. So I didn't do any more. That was fine. As the evening went on, the pain became so unbearable that I had to, about an hour before the traitors came on, take a Xanax. So I'm just putting that out there before you hear my recap.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a recap through the veil of a Xanax. I mean, who are we to judge? Brendan, we have a very big night ahead of us tonight now.
We do, we do. We are going to the premiere of the highly anticipated movie All of Us Strangers, starring Andrew Scott and Paul Mescal. Congratulations, our two husbands. Congratulations on all of your award nominations. And yourself, myself, and Andrew Scott and Paul Mescal are going to be in the same room this evening.
That is happening. So no wonder you're pumping it in the gym. I'll be lathering the tan on later. Me and you, Brendan, we're friends. Is it fair to say our friendship, but like a formative part of that is Andrew Scott's role in Sherlock. As Moriarty.
Yes.
So we've come full circle. We're going to breathe the same air as the man who's just been nominated for a BAFTA. I mean, what a day. He might even be hitting the tiles. He might hit the tiles with him.
They are going to do the late afterwards. So I think we're going to see them for about half an hour. They're going to leave us to watch the movie. They're going to the late. And then who knows? Maybe we'll find them.
The late late got you locked. I mean, we were in for the time we were on it, we had the ball. We were out till all hours. Yeah, but I've decided if I do talk to Andrew Scott, I'm going to ask him to name my unborn child and I'm going to ask him to sign my bump.
How does our Craig feel about Andrew Scott naming his firstborn?
Hasn't been run past him, won't be.
Lovely.
End of story. Okay, Brendan, take it away, bitch.
Bearing in mind this is through the veil of a Xanax, thank you everyone, and a lot of pain. The episode opens with Andrew being asked to join as a traitor. Didn't expect Andrew.
Andrew didn't expect Andrew. The nation expect Andrew.
No.
Harry even expect Andrew? I don't know how Paul did that. Yeah,
I don't know. Do you know what I really miss from season two? Although it did annoy me in season one. Clearly, season one, first ever go of the traitors in the UK. And I reckon what might have happened was, do you remember there was really bad dubbing of Claudia saying, and they can win a prize pot of up to £120,000. And it was just really jarring. But I reckon they must have said in the original record, they can win £120,000. And then they were like, oh, fuck no, it's up to, because they mightn't get the whole thing.
Yeah,
and I just really miss that little thing from season two. It's all very professional and smooth. So Andrew is not too happy about the fact that he's been recruited, but he's like, well, I don't really have a choice, because if I don't say yes, I'm out of the game. So I'm going to reluctantly be a traitor. So in the turret, obviously, Paul and Harry are joined by Andrew there, and they pull back their cloaks, and he just kind of takes a look left and a look right, and Andrew is like, fuck me. Like, he had no idea, especially certainly no idea about Harry for sure. And Andrew actually thought he was walking in to find Jazz as a traitor, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of suspicion on Jazz lately. Sorry, can I also shout out to the actuary who wrote in to us? I'm blown away that that request for an actuary actually worked. And I was screaming when I was listening to the podcast on my walk yesterday, because here's me thinking the faithfuls were shite. But they're actually doing okay.
Yeah. They are doing okay. Yeah. Although it is the traitors kind of fucking traitors out and not really the faithful.
We've a bit of that in the thoughts and theories. Yeah, okay. Good point.
Okay. So Andrew's like, you've both played amazing traitors and defended Paul so much. Ash, Miles, Andrew already sees Andrew already sees the plan here. He's no fool. He's like, these two lads are bringing me in here to fuck me under the bus. He doesn't want to be there, but he sort of realizes that he's got no choice necessarily. Basically, Andrew sort of like alludes to this or says it straight out. And Harry on a piece to camera is like, we have made a massive cock up. Like, this guy is not, we're not pulling no wool over this man's eyes. Then we get treated to a lovely little bit of Nina Simone, Sinnerman, which is a great song. And speaking of a full circle moment, was used in an episode of Sherlock where Andrew Scott was trying to rob the crown jewels from the Tower of London.
Out here on a Xanax with the facts, Brendan, nothing getting past you.
But no, that's only just come to me now. I'm off the Xanax. It's worn off.
Good to know.
So then we are down to breakfast. Paul and Harry are in first. And they're shook about Andrew. It's nice that they can have this moment. They're like, oh, like this. They're like, we fucked this up already. Harry uses the phrase, and I found this funny when I heard him say it, but then Claudia said it later in the episode. I would have used the word recruit Andrew. Harry said we seduced him. And I just found that a bit funny. But then Claudia used the same word later on. So obviously that is what they call that. Jazz, again, at breakfast, he is on to Paul. He was like, would he vote to banish him, basically, right? Andrew arrives in. Obviously, he's now a traitor. His poor face. God love him. He's the most reluctant traitor we've ever seen. It becomes apparent that no one has been murdered. So clearly, fewer hash browns for everyone to try and divide between them. The faithful instantly suspect that someone's being recruited. And they're all, to be fair, at this point, they're all really clued in and they're really quick. They're like, okay, we're all here. No one's been murdered. They've clearly recruited somebody. And they all jump to the same conclusion. Somebody that the pre-existing traitors can fuck under the bus. Claudia arrives in. Another great look. Tartan skirt and a chunky knit polo neck. Looks really, really cosy. You could see her sitting in a pub in Dingle now, sipping on a pint of Guinness. Lovely, lovely look. She catches a muffin to check Jasmine's aim, which really made me laugh. Jazz and Zach are in the kitchen. They chat about Paul and Miles going at each other at the last round table, and they are both absolutely convinced that Paul is a traitor. Everyone then splinters off, waiting on the mission. A lot of talk about Paul, but Ross, once again, is just not into that idea. He's just not convinced that Paul's a traitor. Jazz and Zach's names, they're being thrown around as well. And Charlotte and Zach here end up having a scrap over traitors, faithfuls, and the imminent round table. The mission then, Jeep's on the way to the mission. Jasmine, and they're all talking about Diane, and Jasmine was like, oh, she was like my mum. And then Ross says, she was my mum first. And then he does this absolutely epic wink to the camera, which is in the back of the Jeep.
It was the most, it was the most audacious thing I've ever seen in my life. And he pulled it off with a level of like James Bond style, like
it was brilliant.
Seduction. Like, and it was so risky for him. And I just, I'm obsessed.
Yeah. Imagine if someone turned around and went, are you okay? And he'd be like, oh, I don't know, I had something in my eye. Like, how would you talk your way out of that?
Yeah, because you're after looking straight into the camera that's obviously there and winking at it. Oh, honestly, yeah. I wouldn't. Oh, it was just brilliant. I can't wait to hear an interview. I want to know, did he just do that in the moment? Was it planned? It was so suave.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Just like both Diane and Ross's delivery, they just execute things so, so well. Okay, so all the Jeeps, they arrive at a church. Claudia is at a pulpit. God bless us and save us. The contestants' names, the remaining faithful and traitors' names, are immortalized in these little stained glass window cubes. The aim of the game is to shoot a crossbow at the names. There are £7,000 up for grabs. The more you miss, the more money that you lose. So there's £7,000 there, and for each one you miss, you're going to lose money.
Now come here.
So, yeah,
this mission was shite.
I didn't love it.
It was shite. Compared to what we had last episode, talk about it.
Was another level. Yeah, that was another level. And like some of the missions, and I'm sure like we've still got some more to go, but like in season one, I know they did a similar one in the first episode, but you know, like setting the big wooden like thing on fire, jumping out of helicopters, the rope bridges across the water. Look, we've more missions to come, and I'm sure we're going to get some of that. Not every single mission can cost a bomb to like put on.
We've blown the budget now on Claudia's wardrobe and the music library, because that now was, it was shite.
Yeah, not great, not great. Okay, so Zach goes for Paul. He's like, he doesn't deserve a shield. Shoots, misses, loses £100. Harry goes for Jasmine. He says she's won loads of shields, doesn't need any, and he smashes her name. Charlotte, she misses. They lose another £100. Andrew aims for Harry, but he hits Ross instead. Molly goes for Harry and misses. Jazz also misses Harry. Charlie misses Jazz. Paul misses Andrew. They're all bloody missing. Jasmine misses Andrew. They go again. We're into a second round. Ross misses Andrew. Evie misses Andrew. And in total, they lose £900 out of the £700. So they've got £6,100. Would that be correct?
Yeah, stunning. I started to get really
when we need him.
I started. He was like, your sums are appalling. I was starting to get really worried for this mission, because I was like, oh God, is this a complete fail? Like, is anyone going to be able to hit anything? I'd say the producers were absolutely sweating in the wings now watching this.
Yeah. Sorry, I've completely done my maths wrong. That was after the first round. So they go again and everyone misses. Sorry, until Jasmine hits Jazz. Harry hits Andrew. Evie hits Charlotte. Harry hits Paul. Jesus Christ. Molly, Charlie and Ross, they all miss. Evie hits Charlie, meaning no protection for Charlie tonight. Molly is the last stained glass window, so she gets a shield. And I can now tell you that the prize fund added, because I wrote it down on my Xanax, was £3,600 has been added to the prize fund after the, will we call it the subpar stained glass window mission?
I would call it that. Did they start with £7,000? They lost absolute fortune, did they?
Don't ask me exactly how much.
We won't. Let's move on. Jeep's home.
Okay. Jeep's home. Everyone's talking about Paul. Paul is back at the castle, right? And he's spreading the rumour that everyone's going for Jazz. He's like, everyone's telling me they're going for Jazz. And I guess this is what Paul has done really well up until now. you know, laying the little seeds before he gets into the round table, and then getting in there and just sort of cementing the whispers that he's the one that's created. He reassures Andrew. Paul is like, Andrew, mate, I'm not going to turn on you, I promise.
But he's like, not even looking at him.
No, obviously Andrew now knows that Paul turned on Ash and Paul turned on Miles. Andrew is no fool here, right?
No, I kind of love like,
him. Yeah, and Andrew's like, the dungeon thing made no sense. He's like, you know, the fact that you were down there, it was a really risky thing putting two traitors down there. Why were you not... It was really kind of obvious if you weren't the murdered or banished one that you were a traitor. I think here that Paul is trying way too hard. So Paul is now dropping Harry's name in way too obviously. Andrew's horrified seeing how the traitors talk about each other. And Harry then says here, he's like, I've set seeds. If I need to take him down, it's easy picking, right? So we're into the round table. Andrew is
literally horrified because he's like, oh my God, not only did I not want this, but it's doggy dog up in the turret. Yeah. And I'm not prepped mentally for this at all. I felt so sorry for the man. But you know what? He'll fly under the wing.
Yeah. So we're into the round table. Andrew was so, so nervous. Harry is anxious about Paul, that like people are going to jump on the bandwagon. Paul thinks that there's a showdown about to happen. And we find out that the prize fund currently stands at £60,150.
Say no to that.
Yeah. So Claudia does this thing where she goes around the table and she's like, before we get into a conversation, I want everyone to say this line for me. I am a faithful. So she goes around them one by one by one by one by one by one. And everyone says, I am a faithful, as convincingly as they can. What I noticed was Paul was the only person around that table that when he said the words I am faithful, to close his eyes when he said it.
Now I'm
no body language expert, but yeah, so Paul closed his eyes when he said I'm a faithful.
I'm very impressed with everything that you've taken in your state.
God, pass the Xanax. Charlie and Charlotte, they clash. Charlotte wonders why she is safe. Harry jumps in, he agrees, he's like, Paul must be a traitor. And this is the moment that Harry is like, okay, I'm on this horse, we are going to fucking gallop to the finish line here.
I'm going
in for the kill. Harry says that Paul overcompensates. He's like, you're a massive personality. And Harry's lead here just really gives everyone the confidence to go in for Paul. Like, Harry is leading this shit. He's like, it's a big risk for Harry to take. And if he shoots and misses, he's fucked. So he's in for the kill.
And it looked like that was going to happen after his campaign speech. It looked like it was going the direction of Jazz. And I was shitting it for him, to be honest, but he pulled it off.
And what I really loved as well, like after Harry kind of finished, you know, going in on Paul, he just sits back and just sips from like that little glass goblet they've all got sitting in front of them. It was just brilliant. Ross jumps in and defends Paul again. I don't know why Ross is so wrong on Paul.
It's because he is blindsided by the fact that Paul helped get Miles out. And I believe I could be so, so wrong about this.
Yeah.
Someone write in and tell us. But apparently this show is based on a board game called Werewolf, which I think was created by a load of sociology students to study the inability of groups of people to get past their own views of someone. So Ross is so blindsided by the fact that Paul helped get his mother's killer out, that he cannot comprehend that he might be a killer, even though all of the evidence or a traitor points at him. It is kind of fascinating to watch, but I want more for Ross.
My friend Maria sent us a voice note just for our own personal ears, describing she's got the traitors board game, and she said it's like totally like branded up like the BBC TV show. And she was like, honestly, she's like, there were actual near killings over playing it. I can't wait to get it. Rebecca and me need to play that.
We do. And I think we need at least 10 people so we could recruit people. We could do listener night.
We could. Imagine, oh my God.
Come kill the listeners.
We'll all take
a Xanax and have a fight.
God, sounds like a right old hoot.
Okay,
so the round table. Ross then jumps in. He defends Paul. Jazz turns on Andrew. Ross turns on Jazz, and Jazz thinks that Ross has been recruited. So the conversation around the breakfast table this morning.
recruited into the cult of Paul, where they all live up his arse and are obsessed with him, because it is baffling what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. So then Jazz lands the gals in it for what they said about Paul and the Jeeps. And then Claudia is like, it is time to vote. And it does look at the start of it like Jazz has fucked himself over with the way he's handled himself around this table. So Paul votes first. He goes for Jazz. Charlie also goes for Jazz. Then it's Jazz's turn. He goes for Paul. Surprise, surprise. Then we get the moment. Harry votes for Paul. Like,
incredible television.
Unbelievable. Zach follows suit. He goes for Paul. Molly's in straight behind. Goes for Paul. Andrew goes for Jazz. Jasmine back in. She's going for Paul. Ross is going for Jazz because he just doesn't believe that Paul could be a traitor. Evie is in for Paul. And Charlotte is in for Paul with a little, Paul, but I love you.
Yeah, when they do the little kiss. Paul, kiss.
Yeah, was it on the last episode or two that somebody had said that they wondered if maybe there was another relationship and it was Charlotte and Paul romantically? So her saying, I love you, I'm like, oh, are you
together?
Yeah,
but someone wrote in to us and said Charlotte married to someone.
Oh,
had the wife.
That's
great. Yeah.
Okay. So Paul stands up, reveals obviously that he is a traitor. He's like, this has been the best experience of my life. And then he does this incredible bow and absolute and utter chaos ensues. The chair flying across the screen. It was furniture.
Someone
launched
a chair. But like, imagine the euphoria two nights in a row. Like, you will be absolutely buzzing. I'd throw a chair as well. But I was
like, I thought the round table was about to collapse. Like, the whole set nearly came down. They were like, it was unbelievable. And then Paul says, Harry's learned from me.
Would you ever give over?
Jazz is straight in hugging Harry. He's like, congrats, mate. You did that. You did that. You did that. And then Harry is absolutely bullying that everyone is like, oh my God, what an amazing treasure. Paul is just the best treasure ever. And like, obviously, like, that's great. But Harry's fuming that he's not getting the kudos for being an even better traitor. But like, he will get that down
It'll
the line,
come.
Whether he wins or loses. It will come. Yeah. Claudia's like, enjoy this victory while you can. Everyone heads back to the kitchen. Loads more jokes about, ha ha, do you want a drink? Will I poison you? So Harry's like, three of them out. Where is my throne? He's just playing a blinder.
Yeah, he's done so well. He's just gone full villain, full Macbeth, and he's relishing in his role now at this stage, and he's very good at it.
Yeah, he really is. Harry for president. Harry's like, the best day for me ever. Andrew says at this point, he's like, I am extremely cautious of Harry and I will continue to be. Jazz can't trust Ross. And Ross says he's made the worst decision, but has not been recruited. He was like, I was wrong. I completely got it wrong that Paul obviously was a traitor. I just didn't believe that he was. But he was like, I promise you, I wasn't saying that because I was recruited as a traitor last night. Harry tells Andrew that Jazz will 100% tomorrow be the person banished from around that table because he nearly was the one that was banished today.
We've seen
this before, though, where it's nearly been one person and then you think it's going to be them the next night and it's not. So you don't know what way it's going to go.
He's got to get out on the campaign trail now tomorrow morning at the mission and spread a few rumours.
He does shake a few hands. So the bell tolls.
Kiss the baby.
Hold the baby. The bell tolls for midnight. The traitors meet in the turret. The choice is to murder or recruit. And it's just really interesting seeing Harry standing there as the last OG one. Like, everyone else is gone. Like, Ash gone, Paul gone, Miles gone.
I'd say Paul is honestly getting sick in the Jeep back to the Travelodge. I'd say he's furious.
Yeah. So it's obviously only Andrew's second time in the turret. Like, he's not a traitor a wet day, right? Harry gives him the big sales pitch and they both agree that they will murder and not recruit. And the episode ends on them deciding whether or not they're going to murder Charlie or Zach. But Andrew does not trust Harry. And Harry says if Andrew comes for him, he'll put him 6 feet under. He's like, I've done it three times before.
Oh, chills. Brendan, I'm so impressed by that recap. We have much to discuss and we are going to be right back with your thoughts and theories after this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so who do we think is going out, Charlie or Zach? I think it has to be Zach at this stage. He's strong.
Yeah.
And he's caused drama.
He's just more onto them, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into your Twitter feedback at ShrinePod. So at Bino4 said, the episode was just superb. Hard to think that Harry won't win. And yet that's exactly what we thought about Wilf at this point in season one. I think that's a really good point. Like, we're just over halfway through. There's still a long time for a Harry downfall to happen. The majority of our feedback was praise for Harry.
I would hate for him to have a downfall. I want him with the ceremonial pouch at the end.
Oh, I would love to see him hold that ceremonial pouch. At Snail Sarah says, I think Harry overplayed his hand while making his case against Paul. Too much detail in presenting how the traders were thinking. I think it might come back to bite him. But then again, the faithful aren't picking up on many clues at all, so maybe not. That's my only worry about Harry at this point. He honestly did like a 10-minute monologue to get Paul out.
Yeah.
And if anyone sits back and thinks about that, which they don't seem to be capable of, they will be like, how does he know all of that? And where the hell does that come from?
Yeah, for him to play this really well now, he needs to, for the next couple of roundtables, just sit back and be quiet. Just sink back into that wall with Claudia.
Go missing with the three blonde girls, no offence. Okay, at daughter of mum said, she's just gutted for Andrew. He doesn't want to be a traitor. And she feels so sorry for his poor little scared face.
Oh,
I know, I feel the same. At Lisa Cha, and then it's a load of numbers I won't bother reading out. It's only traitors banishing traitors, Lisa said. Harry and Paul banished Ash. Paul led the way in banishing Ash. And now Harry, the absolute legend, picked the ideal opportunity to banish Paul. What actually are the faithful doing?
And yeah, that's a very good point. It is just the traitors that are guiding, nudging the rest of the table towards the traitor they want to get rid of.
Yeah, and the main reason for that is because they murdered a lot of the strong faithful. So a lot of the opinionated people. And if Zach goes out now and then we kind of have Ross and Jazz left, you know, that's why that's happening. Nicola Thorpe said, if Diane hasn't been offered, and this was a tweet into the general universe, not directly at us. If Diane hasn't been offered a £120,000 advertising campaign for a fizzy rosé with the brand, whip brand with the slogan to die for, then what is the point? And I think I speak for all of us. We couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
You can also send in, I think we're really Twitter-based for this particular show, but you can also always DM us on Instagram at ShrinePod or email us shrinepod@gmail.com. Some of your gorgeous emails now. Hamish said, I think Andrew picked Harry's name to aim for in the mission to hint to the others that he's a traitor and therefore doesn't need a shield. And I actually thought the same.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I completely missed that.
Yeah, well, look, we know who's to blame for that. Sandra, who emailed us because she was too sick to send a voice note, so we hope you're okay.
Get well soon, Sandra.
Get well soon. She said, Charlotte suspecting Paul out of nowhere after being besties with him all along may cast some suspicion on her. if any of them have to cop, if any of them have the cop on to deep it, I don't think they do. The traders should use this as a decoy. Same with Harry and his detailed description of what would have happened in the dungeon. He has played so smart this far. It would be a shame to see it fall apart now. I want him to win. I think we all agree.
I really want Harry to win. I'm rooting for him so much. He's done so well.
But to your point, Brendan, he just needs to zip it now and sit back. He needs to just let Paul be his big win for the next couple of nights and just maybe leave Andrew to do a bit of scheming. Pete said, Harry just pawed Paul better than Paul pawed other people. And we should all try and say that three times fast.
That's excellent. Pawed Paul better than Paul pawed. Yeah, brilliant.
Exactly. And he also wonders, is Andrew the worst trader the world has ever seen? Now, let's give him a chance. But
he's the most reluctant.
Yeah, and he's shock-awed at the moment. I think the man's in shock.
God love him, he was between a rock and a hard place, because if you were recruited, it's kind of like, do you want to stay in the game or do you want to leave? Like, it's like you sort of have to just, you kind of have no choice unless you're happy to leave.
The first night that he's in, it's the biggest showdown between the other two traders. Do you know what I mean? He hasn't really had a soft launch. The man is shook. He needs to go back, wrap himself in three tails.
He needs
have
a Xanax.
This is it. Have a bowl of golden nuggets, pop a Xanax in front of the fire and just calm down. Okay, on to the voice notes. And first up, we are going to hear from Emma.
Was everyone as shocked as I was that Andrew was recruited? I really didn't see that one coming. He's like a rabbit in the headlights, God love him. I don't know how long he's going to last at all. But I think he will last at least another episode, because I have a very strong feeling that Jazz is next. And I'll be very sad about that, because he has been my favourite for a while. He just doesn't have the courage of his convictions, unfortunately, to really twist the knife. And I think voting for Andrew in the previous episode has just set him off on a road to banishment that he just couldn't have predicted. Absolutely loved Ross name-checking Diane, doing her accent terribly and then winking at the camera, the cheeky little pup. But it was great value. And I mean, at the minute, the people that are left, you know, Zach is just really out there. I love Jazz, and it's just a big blonde cloud of boringness now. So who is going to emerge from that fog? I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No. I was Justice. Nervous, Emma.
Justice for Charlie, Evie and Molly, who are three separate people.
She's called a blonde cloud.
A boringness.
Oh, Jesus.
Very, 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 very,
you're doing that too well. People are going to be like, how can you do Diane's accent so well?
Yeah. I'd say, imagine Diana home and she has another son, doesn't she? I'd say they are slagging her accent off the whole time. Yeah. So she doesn't get a minute. Okay, up next, we are going to listen to a voice note from Helena Murphy. She's off to Tenerife.
Well, lads, I am absolutely shook. Not least because I'm going to Tenerife on Saturday, so I'm actually going to miss the final few episodes, which is pure devastating. I didn't watch it last year, so I'm brand new, but I've been absolutely loving it. First of all, I can't believe they picked Andrew as the new traitor. I think Zach or Ross would have been a much better choice. And I mean, poor Andrew looked like he was going to throw himself off the turret when he got in there and saw Paul and Harry. He knew straight away that he'd literally just been picked as a sacrificial lamb. And then he spent the whole rest of the episode with just a look of perpetual bewilderment on his face, which was gas. So we'll have to see how that pans out in the next episode. I think Harry's going to have to be really careful. I was watching The Traitors Derobed, which is what I'm calling it now. Thank you, Rebecca. And Clara Amfo had said how Paul ended up getting high on his own supply and getting a bit too big for his boots. And so I just worry that that might happen to Harry next, and he could be at risk, although they are super obsessed with him. So who knows? But yeah, I can't wait for the next episode. And then I'll be gone, so I'll have a lot to catch up on when I get back. Keep up the good work, guys.
I was thinking about this.
Thank you, Helena.
Yeah, thank you. Helena, you need to go into one of those like British pubs over Absolutely. In Tenerife. The ones that do like the, not the ventriloquist, what are they called? When the hypnotist.
You know what they, yeah, they have, you know the way they have these huge screens and it's always like, oi, 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 lads, sports. Get you go in there, fucking Trainers Final on that big screen.
There's a show at home that's gripped the nation, half of us are over here on holidays because it's fucking -5. So would you ever turn that over?
Yeah. On to be of a pie and mash a pint and the final of the Traitors, please.
Thanks
if you can do
much.
It for the footy, you can do it for the audience.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, next up, Amanda, and she's a big Ross fan.
I'm still watching Traitors. It's 9:20, but I can't cope. Need to send you a voice note. Ross going, she was my mum first, and the wee wink to camera. Oh, my God. The icon has produced an icon. Ross is iconic. That's so good.
Amanda, I'm still convinced you're related to Ross and Diane.
Yeah, so am I. I also love just sending voice notes and the show's still on. Like, I think that's brilliant.
Yeah,
and Brendan, this final voice note, I was actually crying listening to it. Hit play there.
Brendan, I am beginning to think that you don't even watch this show because you got 3 of their names wrong. In the last episode, Jasmine was Yasmin, Molly was Millie. Fair enough, they sound similar. Then you talked about when Sonia said to Ash at the breakfast table, Ash, are you a traitor? And you called her Joyce. Who the fuck is Joyce? Only joking, obviously. I know that you do.
Joyce!
I really hope that Higher Crit Zach and he pulls Zach immediately and is like, okay, here's the deal. Paul thinks we're throwing you under the bus, but psych, lol, we're throwing him under the bus. And we'll go win it together. That's what I hope happens. I do hope Harry wins it because he's played it well. I don't think the Faithfuls deserve to win it because they're so stupid. Like, it's just infuriating watching how Paul's getting away with all these obvious things. So yeah, that's where I'm at. But honestly, anything could happen at this point. I'm just here for the vibes.
Ailey, thank Joyce you so much. Brendan. And I've changed my mind. I'm no longer backing Harry to win. I want Joyce to be at the final. Who the fuck is Joyce?
Do you know who it is? Joyce is the receptionist from Happy Valley that you're obsessed with in the police station.
Oh my God. Similar vibes.
That's the only That's other Joyce we've ever spoken about. Jesus. Honestly, I cried tears.
All those names wrong when I wasn't on Xanax.
Joyce. Like, you'll give Yasmin and Jasmine, but Joyce, Brendan. Look, it's Joyce for the 120,000 pounds.
I
you did, you spoke
Joyce
about her a lot.
She was constantly looking to go to the tribute act. She was always trying to get Catherine Kay, which is like, oh, come on, I've got like a fake that. Let's go.
Fake that. Oh, that is so good. Okay, any last thoughts, Brendan, before we sign off for today?
I'm going to nail my colours to the mast. Is that the phrase? And I'm going to say that, I don't know. I'm just going to tell you what I think is going to happen is what I mean. I think Zach's going to be murdered. And I think Jazz is going to be banished.
Yeah, I think it's Zach. I totally agree. Zach's going to be murdered. Jazz is going to be banished. And the, Emma call it the big blonde cloud of boringness are going to have to emerge from the fog because look, you can judge them all you want, but they're the only ones that are left.
Yeah, being a big blonde cloud of boringness, your words, not mine. Obviously,
not to be said for that.
Could win you a lot of money. You're still there. You're
That's
still
it. If
there.
If I was Harry now, I'd pop a blonde wig on and zip my mouth. So look, until tonight, my loves. Who will be banished, Charlie or Zach? We will be back in the morning to discuss all the murderous misgivings as a trio and more. In the meantime, you can follow us on socials at Shrine Pod. You can visit our website and send us a voice note or a message, shrinepodcasts.com. If your L is busy, you can email us, shrinepod@gmail.com. And most importantly, you can tell your fellow faithful where to listen to us. And you can do this. You can leave us a glowing review on Apple Podcasts. I know you can. I actually think we should start shouting out the people that do that, just maybe as an extra level of encouragement.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
And Joyce for the win, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.